This is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Emily Edwards, a board-certified pediatrician practicing at Memorial Care Medical Group in Irvine. Dr. Edwards completed her medical training at Children's Hospital of Orange County. In her medical practice, Dr. Edwards partners with both the parents and the children to promote a healthy, well-rounded lifestyle, which includes emphasis on development, education, nutrition, exercise, and illness prevention. She says there is nothing more rewarding than making a positive difference in the health and life of a child. We couldn't agree more. Welcome to you, Dr. Edwards.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
It's a pleasure. Today we're going to be talking about the importance and benefits of vaccinations for children. So let's begin with the basics. What should parents know about vaccinating their children?
Well, parents should know that, you know, vaccinations are one of the top public health achievements of the 20th century. Mm-hmm. Vaccines have contributed to, you know, a significant reduction in many childhood diseases, such as diphtheria, measles, and whooping cough. Other diseases, such as polio and smallpox, have been eliminated in the United States due to effective vaccines. And nowadays, it's rare for children in the United States to experience the devastating and often deadly effects of these illnesses that were once really common.
Right.
And, you know, also because immunization programs of the 20th century have been so successful, a lot of times parents today haven't seen how badly these diseases can actually affect children if they are, you know, infected with these diseases.
Absolutely. We've read about them in old books, but face-to-face, it's a whole different story.
Absolutely. And a lot of times parents haven't seen those, but we doctors have.
Well, we're in a new age now, and so most common diseases are preventable. So let's talk about what are some of the most common diseases that are preventable.
Well, whooping cough is a big one. Measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, the hepatitis infections such as hepatitis A and hepatitis B, influenza, meningococcal disease, pneumococcal disease, and the list goes on and on, really.
Probably the most common one that you just mentioned is influenza.
Mm-hmm.
So important to get vaccinated for that.
Absolutely. You should talk with your physician about getting a flu shot every year. You know, we see complications from influenza, you know, hospitalizing children every year with sometimes deadly complications, unfortunately.
Yeah. What's the youngest a child can get an influenza vaccination?
6 months.
6 months, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, especially for parents who don't have, you know, for parents who have young babies who are under 6 months, those babies can't get vaccinated. So it's even more important for the parents to receive their vaccinations.
And the grandparents.
You know, kind of create a halo around the child and protect their infant from getting them.
And the babysitter and the grandparents.
Exactly.
Are there some diseases, doctor, that have been totally eradicated due to vaccinations?
There are a few. You know, diphtheria used to cause a lot of, you know, death, about 13,000 deaths, you know, per year in the 1920s from diphtheria. But now, in 2002, there was only one case that was reported nationwide, and this is due to the vaccine.
Can I just ask you to describe the symptoms of diphtheria?
Fever, you know, extreme throat swelling, shortness of breath, basically feeling like your throat is closing on you.
Okay. Not
fun. And this is something I've never seen in my practice, but,
right, well,
you know, it's
with only one
something
choice.
I read about in the textbook.
Let's hope you never do.
Yeah, definitely.
So recently, I think you know this, and everybody knows this, that parents have been reluctant to vaccinate their children. Are there diseases that are coming back due to this trend?
Unfortunately, there are. And the one that comes to the top of my mind, you know, is the measles infection. And, you know, there have been a lot of parents that have been resistant to give their children the measles vaccine. And because of that, you know, we have a low living, you know, level of this infection in the community. And, you know, we're seeing kids that get measles. And once again, it can be a deadly infection in babies, especially.
So can vaccines cause side effects? And if so, what are the most common ones?
Sure. Vaccines, like any medicine, can cause side effects. The most common side effects are minor. Some can get a sore arm, redness, or swelling where the shot was given, headache, fatigue, or, you know, kind of low-grade fever.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that are most common. And then, of course, if your child ever gets hives or swelling around the mouth or face or, you know, has a high fever with vaccines, you should notify your doctor right away.
Okay, but not be too alarmed because these are common side effects.
Correct.
Okay. Now, we can't talk about immunization and vaccines without thinking about autism. Do vaccines cause autism, in your opinion?
No. You know, unfortunately, the problem with autism is that we don't exactly know what causes it. You know, there's mm-hmm. definitely a genetic component to autism, and unfortunately, vaccines have gotten a bad rap because right at the same time as you're vaccinating your child with vaccines, autism symptoms can start to develop. So
mm-hmm.
there's, you know, there is this thought out there that there is this relationship, but study after study after study has shown that, you know, vaccines do not cause autism.
All right, so let's put that nasty rumor to rest.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's good to hear it from your lips in such a positive, affirmative, way, because really there is a lot of, you know, the internet, there's so many stories and people get hysterical and, you know, you need to talk to a real physician about these things if you have concerns.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I can't imagine any, you know, pediatrician or physician who would say otherwise. You know, that vaccines do not cause autism. And I think, you know, the strongest testimony I always give to my patients is that I have a 15-month-old daughter and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I vaccinated her on schedule and right at 12 months, she got the MMR vaccine just like all the other kiddos, you know, and all parents mm-hmm. worry about autism. I worry about autism, but vaccines do not cause autism.
All right. Really, really, really good to hear. My husband got whooping cough last year, and we were all very surprised. Even the doctor took a minute or two to diagnose it.
Yeah.
It seems to be really kind of rearing its ugly head again.
It is. It's coming back, and that goes back to the booster issue, why it is so important for adults to get their whooping cough boosters, check in with their doctor on the schedule that they need it. But we have seen a resurgence of whooping cough, which is why, you know, we are recommending the booster. And the problem with the whooping cough is that it is causing the most problems in young babies who cannot get vaccinated, you know, and babies who are less than 6 months old, and you don't get your first whooping cough vaccine in general until you're 2 months old. So there's that window there where they're getting infected, and they're usually getting infected from adults who got the booster as an infant or a child, but their immunity has you know, worn off. So for all the parents out there and grandparents, you know, it's important to ask your physician if you need the whooping cough booster.
And big brothers and sisters, you too.
Exactly.
Anyone in contact with that baby. All right, Doctor, if our listeners want more information on vaccines and immunizations, where can they go?
They can visit the Centers for Disease website at cdc.gov or the American Academy of Pediatrics site at healthychildren.org.
That's healthychildren.org. A very, very easy one to remember. And any final thought? Because we've got about 60 seconds left.
Nope. Just vaccinate often and regularly.
Perfect. Well, can't get better advice than that. And just follow through and we'll all be a lot healthier and more well as we go into the fall season. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Edwards, for finding the time to talk to us today about protecting our kids and our families and our friends, of course, through vaccinations. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
I'm Deborah Howell. Don't forget, get your vaccination timely and often, and of course, every family member. And please join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have a fantastic day.